are you doing this morning? All right, let's wake up this morning. Hi, how are you, everybody? I'm going to ask everybody to stand up and come right towards the altar. We're going to celebrate in Jesus this morning. Now, I don't know about any of you, but I can't think of one instance where I've called on God and he hasn't answered. Amen? I can't think of one thing that he hasn't already accomplished on the cross. The world says that things like cancer are impossible to be healed, but God already did it. Amen? There are situations in all of our lives where we can sit there. There are situations in all of our lives where we say, yes, God is able to do this and God is able to do that, but everybody has one thing in their head where they're like, I don't know about that, but the word says that God already did it 2,000 years ago, amen? God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or imagine, amen? God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill Jesus. Just lift up your hands. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. We just love you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just begin to speak out His name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. He never sinned, but suffered as if He did. Sing all authority, all authority, every victory is yours, Jesus, all authority, every victory is yours, Savior.
on, just give him a praise. We love you, Jesus. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You overcame, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh. Found in Jesus, and all we ask is more of you.
Come on, if you want more of Jesus this morning, just raise your hands, sing it out.
More and more.
Yes, the Lord is good forever, and I'll shout it out from the mountaintops. Yes, the Lord is good forever, for the Lord is good, and His love endures. Yes, the Lord is good forever.
I'll shout it out.
And I'll shout it out from the mountaintops. Yes, the Lord is good forever.
Come on, every hand up, sing, we want you.
We want you more and more. We want you.
Not another person.
More and more.
Not another thing.
We want you.
We want you, Jesus.
More.
Every hand up. If you've got your heavenly language, just go ahead and start speaking in your heavenly language right now. If you want the Holy Spirit to move, just let Him move through you first. Jesus, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. My chains are gone, I've been set free. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now
Hallelujah. How many of you are glad you got the grace of Jesus working in your life? You know, it's amazing when we look back at where we were lost and now we're found. You know what's amazing is we didn't even realize he was chasing us. Isn't that great? In all the other religions of the world, you got to chase their God. But with Jesus, he's chasing you. He said, for you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. The Bible says that you cannot even come unless you're drawn by the Spirit of God. You see, today, you're in this room not even by an accident. You're in this room because God's Spirit has already pre-planned for you to be drawn to the Father. You see, today, each one of us have, if you haven't experienced the amazing grace, today is your day. Can I hear an amen? I don't know about you, but when your sins are washed away, everything changes, isn't it? You don't have to deal with the guilt or the shame or the wonder or be confused, but you can have Jesus make and be the Lord of your life. The Bible says, in him we live and move and have our being. So today, I just want to say, I'm so excited that you're in God's house. Many have traded off God's house this morning for different things, whether it be just fun or whether it's just laying in bed. Some people are slugs and just laying in bed. God convict them. Jesus' name. Other folks are out just with their families. But no matter where anybody is, the one thing is that you know where you are. You're in the house of God. There's no greater place to celebrate freedom than the house of God. Can I hear an amen? That's what this whole weekend is about. Being freed from tyranny. There's no worse tyranny than the devil. He just wants to steal, kill, and destroy your life. But Jesus, he came that you might have life and life more abundant. Can I hear an amen? Can you turn to somebody and say, I'm going to have abundant life. Now, if you're already born again, say, I got abundant life. Amen. Why don't you go encourage five people that you don't know this morning and say, I have abundant life this morning. Come on, don't go sit down. Go find somebody you don't know. Shake their hand and say, I got abundant life this morning. Come on, right out of your chair. Come on, you got this.
Today, I'm hungry and I'm ready for change. I run too far to still be the same. See who I was, I give him away.
Come on, go find somebody you don't know.
Today,
shake their hand and say, good morning, you look just marvelous today.
I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse.
Ooh, we got new babies in the house this morning.
Today,
I've been waiting all my life to get to the door. Ooh, and now it's time to help someone see their life for so much more.
Today we go.
Come on, don't sit down yet. You have 2 minutes to be friendly. 2 minutes. If you want a friend, the Bible says you've got to be friendly.
Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute.
You know, everybody needs a smile this morning. They need to know visibly that God loves them. 1 minute, 35 seconds. Come on, everybody, get up one more time. Go find somebody you don't know.
Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today.
Though you never felt winds blow like these before. But if what you see is all you see, you will miss this so much more.
Today we go. We go.
Somebody behind you or beside you and say, good morning. You look just marvelous today.
Just a little bit light of you. Just a little bit light of you.
Today. Oh, today. Yeah.
watching online right now, this is your opportunity. Why don't you call somebody and say, good morning, you look just marvelous this morning. Try to make it out to second service. You'll have a great time in the presence of the Lord. 6, 5, 4, 3.
Good morning, His Tabernacle. Crazy excited. Upper Conference is just a few weeks away, and we want to let you know how to get involved. Team Days start up July 9th, so if you want to serve at Upper Conference, even if you can only serve one afternoon, we're going to invite you out here after service July 9th. There'll be food, registrations to serve, and that's where you're going to get all the details. So, again, look at your neighbor, let them know. July 9th, right after church. If you want to serve at Upper Road Conference, come to our first team day. We're excited to have you. If you cannot make it, go ahead and email us at uproar@theuproar.org. We're looking forward to an amazing conference.
Hey ladies, something exciting we got starting July 13th just for you. Every Thursday night, 7 p.m., No More Hurt class is going to be starting, taught by Pastor Rhonda. You want to make sure that you come out. Again, any lady, you're invited. July 13th, starting at 7 p.m. Be there. This month, we're going to do our Awaken Monthly on July 9th at 5 p.m. If you're between the ages of 18 and 30, make sure you make plans. We're going to do kickball slip and slide. I'm sure you've seen it on Facebook. It is going to be so much fun. Really, Pastor Dan? So if you are between the ages of 18 and 30, make plans and we'll see you at 5 p.m.
How are you this morning? Wasn't worship powerful? So I have the privilege of welcoming, on behalf of our pastors, Pastor Michael and Rhonda Spencer, our guests this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have yet to receive a gift bag, we're going to ask that you raise your hand, you keep your hands raised so that we can bless you. Are there any visitors that have yet to receive a gift bag? I see one up here in the front. Several. Yes. Half a row. Awesome. Welcome, welcome. Keep those hands up. Keep those hands up. While you're raising your hands and waiting for your gift bags, we would like to invite you to a guest reception in this hallway directly after service. There will be a sign that says welcome. You will have an opportunity to meet our pastors, fellowship, enjoy some coffee, water, and some refreshments. We love the people of His Tabernacle and really want to get to know you. It's important to us that we build a family environment here. So we just want to welcome you to our family. We would also like to welcome our live stream this morning. We love you. Thank you for being a part of our family, for joining us every Sunday morning. You are important to us. So we welcome you. We would also like to remind you that we have a Next Steps program. If you are involved in Next Steps, raise your hand. Awesome. Praise God. One of the things that I love about His Tabernacle Family Church, you know, some churches are known for their children's programs. Some churches are known for their worship. Some are known for their drama. I am proud to say that our church is known for the Word, that we teach the Word of God, that we empower you through the Word. And there is nothing more powerful than the Word in your life. So if you have not joined any of our Next Steps program classes, you are missing out. We have on Tuesdays Rock Solid Faith at 7 p.m. with Pastor Spencer. We then have it on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. with Pastor Dan Dykes. And then we have it Thursday nights at 6 p.m. with myself, Pastor Pelko. That's me. Then Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock, we have Spiritual Warfare with Pastor Obina Igbo. Oh my goodness. Don't you think it's time the church learned the authority that they have through the power of Jesus Christ? We have power. So learn your spiritual authority and learn spiritual warfare Tuesday night, 7 o'clock with Pastor Obina Igbo. Then we also have July 9th, the Uproar Team Days volunteer meeting. Get involved with volunteering at Uproar and make sure that you see Mindy. This is for those that would like to volunteer to participate and help with Uproar. See Mindy Spencer. Mindy, would you stand? This is our beautiful Mindy. Also, July 9th, we have Awaken Young Adults monthly service. They're doing outdoor slip and slide kickball. For all of those that are above 30, we're thinking, ouch. But everybody else is really excited, so make sure that you come out for that. I can't believe I involved myself in that age group. I'm just saying. Yeah, that's ouch. July 16th, Baptism Sunday. Make sure that you sign up online or at the hub. Baptism is powerful, supernatural. Make sure that you step into the water. You step into the pool. I could preach, but I'm not going to. Next, I'd like to welcome Pastor Rhonda Spencer. She is going to lead us in our offering this morning.
God is so good. I love this time. There's not enough room up here. I love this time of tithes and offerings because finances are a huge part of what makes the world go around in our daily lives. And I want to make sure that we are successful in every area of our lives, including our finances. So we've already been through what the tithe is. Tithe actually means 10%. We've already determined through the Word of God, not pastors made up thing or a church's made up thing, that the tithe belongs to God. It's holy to Him. So we aren't actually giving tithe, we are returning back to God what is already His. So there's the other portion of tithes and offerings. So what is an offering? An offering, you'll hear us say many times the word seed, sowing a seed. And the Word of God says that seed time and harvest shall not pass away. When you tithe, you're working in a spiritual principle that's just like gravity. You can count on it working. The Word of God says you can test Him in it and see. And it's the same with our sowing of seed, giving an offering that is above our tithe, that's returning to God. Giving an offering, you can count on that seed time and harvest shall not pass away. Whatever measure you sow in, it will be given back to you. And Matthew 13:23. Let me get to that scripture and read it. Talking about the seed that was sown into the ground, it fell into good ground and brought forth fruit. And some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. So when you sow seed, sometimes you get a 30-fold return, 60, and 100-fold. I want to learn how to sow seed that I get 100-fold return in. And the Word of God says that you get that by being a cheerful giver and by understanding the Word of God. That's why we take time every week to teach you about finances, because when you understand and you give cheerfully, we get back in return 100-fold on our seed that we have sown. So I would encourage you to understand what the Word of God says about our finances. Our tithe belongs to God. It does not belong to you. It is holy to Him. And then our offerings over and above that are what our seed is, and that when you plant a kernel of corn, you don't get one kernel back. You get a whole ear of corn. So specifically, even in your finances, when you sow, you will reap supernatural financial principles. That means in famine, it doesn't matter what the economy is, it doesn't matter what it looks like, you will supernaturally produce a harvest on every seed sown. It is a covenant and a commitment from God. Seed time and harvest shall not pass away. Let's stand to your feet, make our supernatural declaration, and give our tithe and our offerings today. Deuteronomy 28, this is our covenant promise. This is that supernatural promise that no matter what, that seed's going to come back. And it says, if I obey, then I am blessed going in. And I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse. And I am blessed in my basket. I'm sorry. I love this front row so much. They have such super faith. It is not I'm blessed in my basket. It is I am blessed in my basket. They actually take steps forward. They got some big baskets over there, Lord. The blessings have tripped me up because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bring your tithes and your offerings and invoke supernatural finance over your life. If you're watching by live stream, you can click on the giving button or text to give right along with us.
God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you.
He's able.
Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? We would love to introduce to you, actually I'm going to have them do it themselves. This is a young couple that we've hired at His Tabernacle Family Church. That's all you got? Thank you. All the way from Oregon. All the way from Oregon. They're here for marketing and media. And why don't you introduce yourselves and say your kids' names and everything.
So I'm Corey Pelton.
What's your name?
I'm Corey Pelton.
What?
And this is my wife, Brittany. We have two kids, a four-year-old named James, and
he'll be one next week.
Our son, Kai, will be one next week. So, we were in Oregon, and we just felt like God had a change coming in our lives, and we were just praying, asking for guidance, and I threw my resume around all over and applied a bunch of different places, and then I got a call from Pastor Spencer one day, and this is the one place I did not apply to, and I got a call from New York, and I almost didn't answer because I thought it was like a marketing call, and I was like, I don't want to answer that. It kind of was. So I answered, and he said, "Hey, do you want to? You know, are you interested in this? We're hiring for marketing media. We have a big, big passion for it and big need for it." And I said, "Yeah, I'm definitely interested." He said, "Oh, can you come out?" I said, "Well, this weekend my wife has a 3-day weekend, so we'll come then." And that was on Easter weekend. So we bought our tickets like 3 days before we got here, and flew out, fell in love with this house of God, and just prayed about it. And we're like, you know, this is what God wants for us, so we're doing this. And within a month, we were out here.
How many of you are watching the videos? That's Brother Corey. All the nice stuff with the double portion anointing stuff and all that, that's Brother Corey. So we're going to get him really busy, overwhelmed, we pray. Yeah, he's already busy. Seriously, this house, we do so much in the community, and we just want to say welcome to our family. So give him a big welcome, His Tabernacle.
Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. We also want to welcome new babies. The Larson baby, can you stand up and show the baby? Look at the baby. The new Keegan baby, she just had her baby this week. She's the new baby's in the house. Is the baby in the house? Oh, there's the baby. Baby's in the house, front row. Hallelujah, right in the spit zone. Glory to God. We love new babies, don't we? This house is prolific. We're praying for everybody to have twins who's married. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I don't do this often, but we have Rock Solid Faith, and we have Rock Solid Faith books, Volume 1 and Volume 2. We don't have many left, but I wanted to send them to Africa. If I could have my African family please come over to me, South African family. They like to be called South African. South African family. Janita, you too. Whose baby do you got? Oh, hi, Julian. That's my grandson. This is Jade's mom and dad, Pastor Jade's mom and dad, and they're all the way from South Africa. They were with us last week, and he did the leadership training on Tuesday. Wow. If you're in the house and you're a business person or in ministry and you miss that, dear Jesus, you need Resurrection Life. It was that good. You can jump on the Empowering Pastor's Facebook and watch it again. You need to. It was so good. And so I just want to, I don't know if you have any of these, but if you don't, I want to send them to South Africa with you. Is that all right? And be blessed. Can we give them a big hand clap? I'm so blessed to have them here. Tremendous family. It's so good to be with older people together. She can't even defend herself. I love you. Praise the Lord. Today, I'm very excited about the Word of God. I know it's going to transition your life. What's that, dear? I wasn't sure. She said something to me, and I try to listen to my wife. How many of you men try to listen to your wife? How many of you men are wise and know you should listen to your wife? And just say yes, dear, even if you're not listening. Amen. Okay, let's move on. Praise the Lord. We've been ministering this whole year on, this is the year of You didn't even sound generous in giving. This is the year of. We are the generous church. I'm so excited to be part of you and be part of the family of God. And this whole year we've been speaking about generosity. And our verse for the year is found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 25. The generous soul, shout, I'm generous. Come on, some of you need to prophesy. Shout, I'm generous. Some of you are stingy. Shout, I'm generous. Some of you can make a poor penny cry. Shout, I'm generous. The generous soul shall be made rich. The word rich there does not mean rich in spirit. It means that God will make you and give you things on this planet that will make you wealthy. Now, what do we mean by wealth? Wealth is relative. To some, it's $100 an hour. To some, it's $25 an hour. To some, it's $15 an hour. But whatever that level of wealth is, you know you're there when you now have more than enough to be able to give to every single need. Can I hear an amen? So God wants you to be blessed, not cursed. So God wants me blessed. There are some people who say, are you one of those name it, claim it churches? And I say, yes. Are you one of those prosperity churches? Well, of course. What other choice do you have? A poverty church? Listen, you have poverty or prosperity. Well, you know, I've learned to be happy in all things. Well, praise the Lord, me too. I have a dissatisfied satisfaction. I want to give God more. Can I hear an amen? I can't wait to write my first. We've written $1,000 checks. We've written a little bit more than that of checks. I can't wait to write my first $25,000 check to the house of God. Now, I don't know when that's coming, but I'm praying for quick because I love giving to the kingdom of God. Can I hear an amen? So the Bible says the generous soul, shout, I'm generous, shall be made rich, and he who waters will sow himself, which means the principles of sowing and reaping will always come to fruition. Last week, we started talking about vision, about your vision coupled with the house's vision. Always brings provision. And God's design is for you to have success. So the house of God, the vision of God, will be able to increase. What do we mean by increase? People need to be saved. The Bible says, I heard Cody preach it on Thursday, he was sharing it with his young people's group, that hell has actually enlarged. It's a verse in the Bible. Hell has enlarged itself. Why is that? Because there are so many that are not going to heaven. Remember, not all dogs go to heaven. Those only who confess the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. There's no other name under heaven whereby you shall be saved but by the name of Jesus. Church will not get you to heaven. Religion will not get you to heaven. Being baptized will not get you to heaven. What gets you to heaven is that you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way to heaven. Can I hear an amen? So your vision coupled with the house's vision always bring provision, not only for the house, but for you. Because if God can get it through you, God will get it to you. I like that. If God can get it through you, God can get it to you. So I've had so many people ask me when it comes to vision is, you know, why am I here on this earth? What is my life all about? What is my purpose on this planet? And you see, the truth is that when you become more mature, now listen, can I hear all the mature people say amen? Wow, how many are so willing to cast their lot into there? One thing I've found is you've matured, and as I've matured, many of the young people aren't there yet, but money will not suffice. Fame doesn't do it. The truth is, climbing the corporate ladder will never bring satisfaction. The only thing that truly brings you to the place of internal gratification and true success is fulfilling God's purpose for your life. And God's purpose for your life cannot be fulfilled outside of doing God's will. So the question comes down to is, what is God's vision for my life? If the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord, then we all know so very clearly that if God has ordered my life, if God has put my life in order, then if I'm not in the will of God, I'm the one out of order, and I need to line back up with the Lord. That means we've got to learn how to hear the voice of God. We've got to see how God has created us and start stepping in the calling that he has pre-planned for you. That is the most amazing part, is that God so loved you that he not only saved you, but has a plan for you. Turn to someone and say, you're very important. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, as each one has received a gift. Turn to someone and say, I got a gift. Come on, tell somebody else, I'm gifted. I didn't say you were special. I said you're gifted. You're gifted and you're talented. Some people look at themselves and they don't see themselves as gifted and or talented. But I'm here to tell you that your God, your generous God, you see, that's why we are the generous church, because our God is generous by nature. And our generous God so loved you, so planned you, that he didn't put you here as a blob on the planet. But God has a purpose for you. He has a vision for you. He has given you gifts and he's given you talents. And you are so immensely needed for the purpose of heaven to be concluded. We need to recognize that without you, I've heard so many people say, well, you know, God doesn't need anybody. That is a lie from hell. God needs you. You see, God has resigned himself to one plan. The Bible says that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's the ultimate will of God. But the problem is this, is that every person has free will. We have the free will to accept or reject Jesus. So the Lord has put a plan into order. He said, and Jesus declared, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, and these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. If they touch any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. And when they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And God has sent you and I as the ambassadors of heaven to bring the message of heaven. And in that, every single person in this room is unique. Every person in this room has been created with intelligent design. Every one of us are imperatively important to where we recognize why and how God created us, how he made us tick, how he made us laugh, how he made us smile, how he did all those things, because he needs you to be peculiar. Turn to someone and say, I think you're peculiar. As each one has received, shout, I got it. That's right. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. You see, the truth is that that gift that you and I have, the talent you and I have, are not ours. How many of you have been born again? Shout amen. I didn't hear you. I said, let the devil know. I said, how many of you have been born again? Shout amen. Amen. Then you're not your own. You've been bought with a price. So every gift that you have is not yours. Every talent you have is, if you can juggle, God gave you the ability to juggle. How do I know that? Because I can't. There are some people that just have some amazing gifts and I can't even come close to. Why? Because God didn't make me you. God made you you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are such an important person to the kingdom of God. I'd like to invite out our generous God and our poor God. Can we hear a hand for our generous God? He's an amazing God. And then we have our poor, pathetic God. We showed in the beginning of the year how many of us, your perception being everything, how many of us view God as a poor God. We see him as a God that's up in heaven that he can't meet our needs. He can't protect us. He can't keep us safe. He can't heal us. He doesn't have the ability to financially take care of you. God is poor. God, he doesn't know how to take care of himself, no matter how anybody else could be taken care of. You see, many people, we won't say it, but we see God as this grungy old guy up in heaven who's just barely making it by himself. And boy, if we pray, we hope he hears us. And if he hears us, we hope he has the sustenance behind him to do something about it. You see, this mindset of how we've seen God has so warped and twisted and contorted that we've made God something that people in the world don't want. They don't want to serve a God who's weak. They don't want to serve a God who's poor. They don't want to serve a God who doesn't listen. They don't want to serve a God who's a killer. They don't want to serve a God who's a liar. They want to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, where all access is there for those who call themselves sons and daughters. You see, God is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the God that provides. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is the God of peace. When nothing seems to make sense, my God is able to be there and make sense of it all. Bring a peace that passes all understanding. He is an amazing King who hears us, who has sent his Son because he loves us, and then sent the Holy Ghost to possess us so that we can have the ability to come before the throne of God boldly. You see, that's the good God we serve. Can I hear an amen? He's a generous God, and he loves you so very much. You see, because he's so generous, our God has made a decision. You see, the Bible declares that before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. The generous God knows you. You're not some foreign individual that kind of just passes by and he might figure out your name someday. Before he ever said, let there be light, he planned your life. You are so important. He knew the gifts he was going to give you. He knew the plans that he had for you. You weren't born 1,000 years ago. You were born at this time and in this season, in the region that you're in. You see, God does not make mistakes. Can I hear an amen? Well, you know, everything that happens, you know, just must come from God. That's not true. Not everything that does happen comes from God. A lot of it, we cause our own problems because we forget that it's not our life or our vision, but his. And when we step in our flesh, we'll always lose. Can I hear an amen? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, we are his workmanship. That means that our generous God, before you were formed, he knew the very personality that you needed. How many of you have been around somebody that is this opposite of you? Amen. Nobody but two or three people. You know, you get around them and it's like, oh my goodness. They think so weird. They don't think weird. God knew the people that they needed to reach for his kingdom. So when he was creating them, when he was forming them, he said, I need to put this in them. I need to create them this manner. I need to make them more stoic. I need to make them more exuberant. Have you ever been around somebody that is the life of the party? And then you go to the party and there's a person sitting in the corner. They're just as happy as the life of the party. Quiet down. But what's happened is God didn't make them the same. We know that. We know that every snowflake is diverse. But we forget in the diversity is what brings us strength. It's the diversity of the Creator, the diversity of the generous God who gave you every gift that you need to be successful in the plans that you have. Now listen now, I am not the most intelligent individual. I got my first D in metrics. That's why when I hang out with my South African family, they start giving metrics, and I have to pull out my my computer. When I'm talking to when I'm talking to Mexico, I just had a real hard time putting together, you know, the Spanish language. Not that I don't love the Spanish language, and in fact, I just will confess before you, the only way I pass is I cheated through the whole class. And I think I know like four or five phrases. Baño, that's a very important one. Means bathroom for all of you that don't know Spanish. There are certain things that I'm just not gifted at. But some of you, you walk into algebra, you walk into geometry, you walk into trigonometry, and it's like nothing to you. Well, why is that? Because God created you so specifically with a great ability. Listen, I remember when I was pastoring in Newfield. I got to be careful because I could preach a real long time here. I remember when I was pastoring in Newfield, we got a call about a man who was dying. Well, he was on his deathbed to where he was incoherent, and he was out for over a month. And the nursing program was coming in, and they were helping him, and really, he was dead. He was just laying there, but he was dead. And so the family asked if we would pray for him. So I took my associate pastor, whose name is Bob Clark, and he's a pastor up in Ithaca now. And so Bob and I went to go visit this guy. Now, I asked his wife, they had been married, I believe, 50 to 60 years, if she would go with her daughter downtown into Ithaca while we prayed for him. Now, you see, I have great faith, and I just know that God is able to do abundantly above. God can raise the dead. Can I hear an amen? If everyone's given up hope, God has hope. Can I hear an amen? There's nothing impossible for my God. Well, let me tell you, the lady left, and the man's laying in bed, and you know, he's out, you know, he's not even there, and there's a little fecal matter on the sheets, and ooh, I'm not okay with that. His hair is real greasy and nasty, and I look up, and there's Bob. Bob is stroking his hair, and I'm almost, because that to me was really nasty. And I just looked at him and said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to sit up. Shoo, he sat right up in the bed. And I said, hey, you need Christ. He said, yes, sir. I led him to the Lord Jesus Christ. We start talking. And man, his wife comes back in after like an hour. They went to Friendly's. Came back in and everything was friendly. He called her nickname that they'd had for all the years of marriage. She's crying, he's crying, the daughter's crying, and God is happy. Why? Because the man's been born again. His life has been changed. Where there was no hope, now there was. So me and Bob decide, you know, it's time to go. And so we're walking out to the car and Bob reaches around to give me a handshake. I said, don't touch me. He said, Pastor, I mean, what's wrong? I said, listen, dude, I watched you stroke that man's hair, and that is nasty. And I just love Bob. But Bob had a gift of mercy that I don't have. I honor all of those who work in nursing homes that have to change diapers and, you know, they take care of the elderly. I honor you. I don't have that gift. I honor all of those that work with the children. I went to the children's ministry one day to prove a point to the body of Christ about 15 years ago. And I went into the children's ministry. I lasted 15 minutes. Why? Because it's not my gift. God did not create me that way. But God gave me gifts and talents. You see, when you're born, God clothes you. Turn to someone and say, God clothes you with gifts and talents. It's nothing that you personally need to develop. Nothing personally you need to create. Whoop. Thank you, God. God cloaks you with your gifts and your talents. Now, you see, as a baby, what's so amazing is I look at my children, and they're so different. Cody and Chad are so different, and Corinne is very different. All my children are different. But what's amazing is the difference that they have is the coat that they're wearing. The coat that you have on you, that God has given you, that gift that God has given you, that anointing that God has given you is yours. It's distinct. Nobody else has it. Now listen, when you really recognize that, you realize how important you are. You realize how special you are. The world tries to tear us down and say, we're all the same, or you're not important, or you have this too many issues. Listen, we all got issues, but the one thing I know is that God has planned our life, and he's given each one of us different gifts. He's coated us, clothed us. He has anointed us the ability to do what others cannot. You see, knowing your gift is important. As you continue to grow in your relationship with the Lord, you start learning your gifts. But guess what? The truth is that as you are following the Lord, it's not just the gifts and talents you have. But the truth is that it's the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. So the gifts and the talents, coupled with the anointing, is what enables you to do supernatural demonstration. You see, this is the power of being born again. This is the power of knowing the vision. And we're talking about vision now. Talk about the vision that you have in your heart that God has made you, created you for. You see, when you take the calling and the talents that God has placed on your life and you submit them to the Holy Spirit and you allow yourself to be clothed with an anointing. The anointing is the power of heaven. The anointing is the supernatural endowment that comes from the Holy Spirit that lives within you. It's the ability to do not what man can do, but what God can do. He can take your gifts and your talents and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit can change lives. What's amazing is that we're not all the same. We're very distinct and very different. Ed, come here, Ed. Ed is a real estate agent. He is gifted. I'm talking like when you get around Ed, you know he's going to take good care of you. I mean, he moves in the love of Jesus with all of his clients. He's not running around preaching Jesus at him all the time. But he's walking, and when you walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So you see, he might not have the giftings and the calling to be a preacher, but he has the gifting and the calling and the talent to be a real estate agent. And so as he submitted his life to the Lord, the anointing is on him for that skill. Now, Ed and I are very different. But you see, God has Ed in an arena that I'm not going to get to. That's why you're so important. That's why he's gifted you so distinctly. Why? Because there are people that need the Lord. There are people that without Jesus, they're not going to survive. They need the Lord. And you're the one that God is sending as the ambassador of heaven. And not just going with your gifts and your talents, but going with the anointing of the Holy Spirit so that you have the ability, even in a workplace, to bring change. Thank you. Oh, Joyce. Come. No, your beautiful bride. Janice, I'm sorry. Janice is a P. I always forget. I want to say PE because of gymnasiums, but you're not a gym teacher. You are a physician's assistant. You are a
nurse practitioner.
A nurse practitioner, which is a one step above that, correct? I have no clue. So here we go. What I love is that Janice is with people all the time. She doesn't always have the ability to run around and preach Jesus at them, but she is walking in the anointing of her gifts and her talents. to where she can lay hands on people, and whether they realize it or not, she's releasing the anointing in their life, and people will be healed, set free, get hope, get encouraged, get strengthened because of the gifts that are in her life. Amen? Who else do I want to pick on? Ooh. Pastor Andrea. Pastor Andrea is not a full-time pastor, but she's a full-time minister just like every one of you. She is what's called, like you, a marketplace minister. You might not be paid full-time at the church, but her calling is not to be full-time at the church. Her calling is to be where? Is to be a CEO of a company. And that's exactly what she does. She declares the word and the will of God on a consistent basis amongst people that might not know the Lord. But she stands up there with the authority in the name of Christ. Why? Because God anointed her with gifts and talents that other people don't have, so that she will have a voice that heaven may be heard in the midst of her workplace. Joel Carberry. Come here, Joel Carberry. Joel Carberry works for Corning Incorporated. How long have you been there? 25 years. Gifts and talents. Here's a man with gifts and talents. How many patents do you have?
25
patents. He's a brilliant man. He's not only cute. His wife is paying me $100 to say that. But you see, his gifts and his talents, when he walks in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, he'll be more creative than other people. Why? Because of the anointing that's on his life. Man, let me tell you, not only that, he is a phenomenal drummer. Probably the best drummer in the Southern Tier. And when he touches that, he carries an anointing with the gifts. See, the gifts and the talents, when they are anointed by the Holy Spirit, will open opportunity for you, will give you creativity, will give you opportunity for voice that you would never have before. You see, it's not just the gifts and talents, because every person on the planet, God has planned to be saved. He wants them to be saved. Just because they don't doesn't mean he hasn't planned them to be born again. But what's happened is many people have the gifts and the talents by our generous God with a generous heart to save their soul, but they reject God, but they still have their gifts and talents. But when you move in the gifts and talents under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, wow, people change. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Doc. This young lady hasn't been called to preach behind the pulpit. She is a dentist. She has been anointed to be a dentist. The gifts and the calling on her life is not to be a preacher of the gospel of Christ, although she's gone on missions. She loves doing these kind of things. She loves ministering to people. But you see, the gifts and the talents that are on her life, they're not the same as mine. They're hers. God generously gave them distinctly to this woman of God right here. Why? Because he needed her in Elmira to open a practice, to be a born-again believer, to be a business owner, anointed of God, to share the gospel in her office, to lay hands on people without them knowing, and that Jesus will give her opportunity. That's the anointing of the Holy Spirit on her life. You see, we always thank you, beautiful. We always try to compare ourselves with other people, but we can't. We don't have the same gifts. We don't have the same talents. But what you have, God has given them to you. Brother Johnson, come here. Bob Johnson works in prison.
How long have you been there?
21 years in the jail. Excuse me, in which one? On the Hill. 21 years. You got saved how many years ago? 3 years ago. Let me tell you, this guy has no shame in Jesus. And God will put him in a position, and he's anointed him. Now, when he got saved, it went from just having gifts and talents. Now it's gone to the anointed gifts and talents. So now he works as an ambassador for God in the middle of the prison. Where he was once just a man who had gifts and talents, now he's a man that God has said, I'm putting you here. I'm anointing you here. Because there are either prisoners or men that work here that need Christ, and I'm going to posture you to be my voice. Wow. You see where the vision is so powerful? Because each one of us, being so diverse, being so different, we all have to know that without that anointing, that it is just your abilities. But with God on your side, there's nothing you cannot do. Jack Rhodes, he works over, and his beautiful wife, he works over at the Corning Country Club. And you know what? He is so, listen now, if you want to know anything about greens, anything about grass, and I'm not talking smoking grass, I'm talking grass, anything about golf, that man right there is so gifted and anointed, and God has placed him at the Corning Country Club to be a voice to that community. Every one of you, God has placed you. Well, Pastor, I'm a mechanic. Amen. You see, I have wrenches. My child, Chad Spencer, please stand to your feet. My son has said to me, I'm very angry with you. You taught us no skills. I know how to put gas in the car. I have never once changed the oil. Listen, I have tools. They look really beautiful. Why is that? It's not my gift or my talent. If I take it apart, it is never going back together again. Why? Because it's not my gift or talent. But some of you might say, well, you know, I just work on cars, or I'm just a mechanic, or I don't seem like I'm anything special. I want you to know, wherever you are, those gifts and talents God gave you, and God has anointed you as a son and daughter of the Most High Heaven, and you are a person that's an ambassador, and your voice under the anointing of the Spirit will bring change, will bring blessing. Do you realize that when you're in your own workplace under the anointing with your gifts and talents, that workplace is blessed simply because you're there? You see, this is the powerful part about the gospel. And this is the loving passion of our generous God. He has literally from heaven sent us out. But many of us in the body of Christ choose not to be used by God. So even though God, we're born again, we love the Lord, but even though God has called us, gifted and talented us, he's offered to anoint us, but the allure of the world is so strong to us. So what we do is this. We take off the anointing and put on the flesh. You know what's powerful about this? Is the gifts and the talents don't change. You are still gifted and talented. Why? Because the Bible says that his gifts are without repentance. You will still be anointed. Excuse me. You will still be gifted. But you'll have no mantle. So you have to move in your own capabilities. You have to move in your own abilities. We take off the anointing of God and put on our flesh and say, the Lord, God, I thank you that you gifted me, but I really don't have time for you. I don't have time to use my gifts for you. And what we don't understand is this. It's not just affecting you. You see, as God's ambassador, he's placed you where you're at with the anointing of the Holy Spirit to do what? To leave, I love this, to leave a 10-foot circumference of smearing. The word anointing means to smear. To smear God's presence wherever you are. To smear where your gifts and talents are being used, wherever you are. So that God can get glory from your life. So that God can say, that's my kid right there. But you see, when we decide to say, God, I thank you for the gifts and talents, but I'm going to do anything I want my way. Don't tell me what to do. I'm not going to really represent you because I'm too busy. I like the world more than I like the kingdom. I like the world more than I like God's house. And you see, so God, I'm going to do what I want, when I want, how I want. Don't tell me how to use my gift. By the way, it's not your gift. You see, every one of us in this room this morning have been gifted and talented by the Holy Spirit. We've been gifted and talented, and every one of us have the ability. The Bible says that we are the body of Christ, that one is an eye, one is an ear, one is a nose, one is a toe, one is a earlobe. But you see, every one of us are so desperately needed by God to fulfill the very movement of heaven. You see, when a body is not paralyzed, it moves with fluidity. But you see, when the body of Christ is not moving in the Spirit, but are just doing their own little thing with their own little gifts and talents, then they're subtracted from the body of Christ. That means they're not being used in church. They're not being used in ministry. And all they're doing simply is fulfilling their own pleasure with something that's not even theirs to have. And what it does to the body of Christ is it makes the body of Christ, had a leg go to sleep before? You know, you've been sitting too long, and all of a sudden you get up, and you put your foot down, it's like, you almost sprain your ankle. And then it starts coming alive, and it gets all prickly. And then somebody who loves you deeply starts slapping that leg. You see, the truth is that the vision that God has for you and the vision that God has for his house have to be coupled together to fulfill the kingdom principle. And we all have our own agenda, but our own agenda is always of the flesh. You will never be happier. You will never be more satisfied. You will never be more successful than when you take the giftings and the callings that God has placed on your life and the talents that he's placed in you, and you start using them for the kingdom. Man, the first time you lead someone to Jesus, the first time you lay hands on them and they get healed, the first time you look at them with a prophetic word or a word of knowledge and you start encouraging them, all of a sudden their face changes, their heart starts to leap, hope comes back into their life, they get a physical healing in their body, they accept Christ, they go from death to life, everything changes, and now your life is not just making money, it's not just living in a home, it's not just raising kids, it's about eternal value, not just temporal value. You see, we have a choice, and maybe some of you today have been walking around with the gifts and talents God's given you, and you've not used them because you don't have time. I challenge you, if you don't have time to use God's gifts and talents, then you're too busy. You're too busy. Because you're not here to suck air. You're here to fulfill destiny. And people need the Lord. People are dying today. Listen now, people are dying. And they don't know Jesus. I was woken up at 2:30. My wife and I woke up at 2:30 this morning. Some young person was riding on our road with a dirt bike, had to be at least 90 miles an hour. Now, my road is very curvy. And I was expecting, because they didn't let up, I was expecting to hear nothing. If one deer had stepped out in front of that motorcycle, done. Wouldn't matter how old they were, wouldn't matter how talented they were, wouldn't matter how gifted they were. One moment changes a life. You see, God wants you to come back and to be cloaked, not just with the gifts and the talents, but he wants to put on you that anointing to where the gifts and talents he's given you are going to make a difference where you are. The people you work with, if they're not going to heaven, that's why you're there. If where you work, the people aren't going to heaven, that's why you're there. So if you live like hell, smell like hell, act like hell, they're not going to get saved. The vision he's placed inside of you, the gifts and the talents inside of you, man, there's nobody like you on this planet, and you have a specific group of people that only you are going to be able to reach. It's imperative that we get back to the principle of recognizing that you are not an accident, that God planned you. He formed you. Before he ever said, let there be light, he knew you, and God planned that you would have these gifts and talents at this very moment in time in history, that you'd be working where you're working, you'd be around the people that you're around, you'll shop where you shop, for the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord, and that God will have the ability under the anointing of the Spirit with the gifts and the talents to be able to share the gospel, to be able to move the gospel, to be able to release the gospel so people can be changed. Can I hear an amen or oh my? I'm almost done. 2 more hours, we'll be out of here. What is the vision for your life? Is it survival or is it abundance? Some of you live survival mode. That's your mode. Every time I talk to you, well, I'm doing as best as I can. Well, you know, I'm here. That's not what the Word says. The Word says, I've made you more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. That even in the hard times, that Christ is standing with you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? There's nothing that I cannot do in Jesus Christ. There's not one thing that is too big for me. Why? Because my God, who is a supernatural, generous King of kings and Lord of lords, has everything available and access to you and I who call him King of kings, who yield and submit to the Lord Adonai, the one who is the owner of all things. Can I hear an amen or oh my? Vision is the most powerful source on earth. Your physical body has sight, but vision is the function of the spirit. Sight captures the present, but vision creates and captures the future. Vision is the purpose for our breath and the reason to rise in the morning. Vision takes you through the storm because it's just a location and not the vision destination. So today, as visionary people who are serving a generous visionary God, what is the vision in your life? What's the vision for your home? What's the vision for your family? What's the vision for your church? What's the vision for your finances? What's the vision for the folks at work? What's the vision? For where there is no vision, my people perish, is the scripture. You've got to have vision. When your vision couples with the vision of the house, my goodness, there's nothing we can't do. There's nothing. God's voice could never go mute. God's voice can never go weak. You see, this year we have great vision in the house, and if I could have the ushers pass out the generous camp material. The vision of God is so powerful, and in this house, it is not a preacher doing the whole thing. Can I hear an amen? It's about every one of us fulfilling not only the gifts and the talents, but the gifts and the talents that are anointed. And in this, let me tell you something. Every opportunity, every need, every situation that this house has will be absolutely covered. Why is that? Because we'll never lack workers. We'll never lack passion. We'll never lack finances. We'll lack nothing. Turn to someone and say, lack is not of God. Come on, tell somebody else, lack is not of God. You see, lack did not come into the world until Adam and Eve fell. Lack is not in heaven. We pray it all the time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's no lack in heaven. God has no lack for you in your life. And when you and I live according to our gifts and our talents that are anointed, he'll always make a way where there seems no way. He's a powerful God. And today, as you get the generous campaign in your hand, there's two pieces of paper that you have. One, the generous campaign showing you where we're sowing this year as the body of Christ. We're going to do, this uproar is going to be the biggest uproar, and not just because young people are there, but because the TV crews will be there, because the newspaper will be there, and they're going to actually have to report something that's happening that's good. And that God's people are doing the good for the kingdom of God. And then we're doing the Rock the City this year in Thorn Park. And one thing I love about God, our generous God, if you look at what he has done in heaven, there's not one thing he's done half-cocked. Everything he's done has been over the top. He always makes it the best. Why? So that you can't say you did it. I'm believing that this Rock the City will be the most productive in souls, be the most productive in impact, and that we'll put a footprint so deep in Horseheads, New York, that Thorn Street Park will be anointed for the next year. I have no question that God can do that. We also want to thank God for this house. Can I hear an amen? A supernatural miracle that you're even sitting in the chairs that you are. This building should have cost us $125 a square foot. And thank the Lord, there was a man who said, I'll build it for $25 a square foot. You're sitting in a miracle. And we need to take care of the miracle. Can I hear an amen? That's just simple maintenance. And we know that God's going to provide in all these areas. Today, I have a challenge for you. The vision you have coupled with the vision of the house will always produce provision. In yourself, when you and I sow, we shall reap. And when we reap, it's not just for our flesh, it's for our spirit. And God's going to bless you abundantly. For the generous soul will be made rich. I challenge you to sow like you've never sown before. The second card that you have on there is a vision card. And I want that. My wife and I are going to fast over that. Not this week, but the next week. So next week, I want you to bring. We're going to have them available in the back. To where if you want to place them, you can. But if you bring them next week, my wife and I are going to fast two meals next week, two lunches next week. We're going to fast and pray over your vision that you write on those cards. We're going to believe, God, that you're going to see a quick, supernatural answer to the vision that he's placed in your spirit. You see, there's nothing better than your vision coupled with the house's vision to produce provision. And God will always be glorified. You see, he's not poor. He's not weak. Our God does not have to reach out of barrels. He provides seed to the sower. So God will even put money in your hands if you'll only believe. Amen? I said amen. Father, I thank you so much that you are so good. That, Father, you have given us gifts and talents. That, Father, you have anointed us with the Holy Spirit and with power. And that, God, we are not on our own, but, Lord, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of God. Lord, I thank you that today we are people of purpose. Lord, even this week, as we go hang out with our families, as we go to the fireworks, I pray, God, that you'll allow us, Lord, that you'll open opportunity with our gifts and talents to lead someone to you. That, God, will share the gospel with somebody. That we'll lay hands on somebody who's sick and they'll get healed. That, God, will be able to speak hope where there is no hope to somebody that we love and care about in our families. And Jesus, I thank you that you are so faithful. God, you are so good because you've given us not survival, but abundance. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the very first thing that he wants to do is he wants you to know that you're his child and he has a great plan for your life. Today, if you do not know the Lord, or today you know you're not right with Jesus, there's something between you and the Lord. And you want to get right with God this morning. You want to know if you take your last breath today that you're going to see him face to face. Not hope, but know. Today, if you would like the Lord, I'd like you to raise your hand up right now. I want to lead you to the best friend you're ever going to have. Is there anyone in the room this morning that needs Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Put your hand up right now. I'm not going to wait long. Come on, get your hand up. 5, 4, come on, 3. Thank you, sir. 2, thank you, sir. Last call. And thank you. Thank you, young lady. And come on, last call, and 1. Let's all stand to our feet. If I could have the prayer team come to the front of the altar right now. If I could have Mindy meet me right up front here. Mindy, step right over in the second step. This morning, play. This morning, if you raise your hand for salvation, we want you to know that it's not just a thought that you're doing, but it's an action you're going to live. The Bible says, if you confess me before man, I'll confess you before my Father. Today, if you raise your hand for salvation, I'm going to ask you to be brave, and we're gonna cheer you on. Be brave. Come right out of your chair. Meet me right up front with Mindy. Come right out of your chair right now. You raise your hand for salvation. Listen, grab the person next to you and bring them with you. Grab the person next to you and bring them with you so that you will have somebody with you this morning. If you need prayer this morning, the prayer team is up the front of the altar, and I challenge you to be the living testimony this week for the glory of God. And everybody said, I love you. Serve God with all of your heart. If you raise your hand, make sure you make your way right now to Mindy. Get right out of your chair.
Oh, to do just what he said.